interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
I can't believe it's news.
Really?
Here's Brad and John.
It turns out it wasn't an emergency after all. Saturday morning, some people freaked out at a train station in Scotland. Security was called, and it was all a mistake. It was a guy who people thought that this guy had boarded a train and was going to be a threat to everybody on that train. And it turned out it was a Star Wars costume guy heading to a comic book convention. So he was dressed as a stormtrooper.
Stormtrooper coming, get
ready. He was dressed in his Imperial Stormtrooper costume. But because this is Scotland, he had a kilt on when he boarded the train. The train returned.
He's got that force field down there, too.
The train returned to the station shortly after departing. The man was approached by a guard who escorted him to waiting police officers. People were certain he was carrying a firearm onto the train, and he explained to police, "This is my blaster."
And then he lifted his kilt and said, "This is my blaster, too."
This is just a plastic prop all the way around.
This is my lightsaber. Yeah.
Police took the guy home so he could get a bag for his blaster. He was also asked not to wear his full stormtrooper armor on the train. The guy said, "I've been doing this for 10 years, going to this convention and wearing this getup onto the train, and now people are complaining."
Yeah, and then on the train, he likes to man spread too when he's sitting down in his kilt. That just makes people uncomfortable.
I wonder if that goes on a lot in Scotland, that kind of man spreading thing on the train.
And in Tulsa, John, I know you're going to finish things off with a birthday, but this one loosely revolves a woman's birthday, and this woman is Angela Harrison. She used to work at the Waffle House there in Tulsa, and she says she was caught driving a stolen Jeep the other day. And she says, "Oh, no, you got it all wrong. That Jeep I was driving was a tip given to me when I was a worker at the Waffle House. Guy gave me $10 cash and the Jeep as a gift for my 53rd birthday. That's coming up in a few weeks." And the cops are like, "So a guy gave you a Jeep for your birthday that doesn't come up for another couple weeks because you used to work at Waffle House? I'm not following you so much." The officers saw the Jeep at the gas station, and they pulled her over, and she starts talking about that. Turns out the Jeep was stolen back before Christmas, and so the cops start looking into it, and the detectives found a photo of Harrison, the woman, driving the Jeep on January 14th. And she did identify herself as the person in the photo. And they said, "Well, how is it possible that you were driving this Jeep on January 14th when someone just gave it to you for your birthday an hour ago?"
Yeah, doesn't make sense.
Didn't all add up.
And usually the tip that you get at the Waffle House is, go get some Rolaids after that meal.
The Waffle House. And I can't believe it's news. The Waffle House. You won't believe what people do.
Where is our nearest Waffle House? Have we established that? Is it Texas? You probably would have to fly to Texas.
Something like
that. To find the closest Waffle House. All right. Do you have a birthday celebration? Rack your brain. Think about your birthdays. Do you have a birthday celebration back there at some point in time? Where there's one that you wish you could forget. You know, where maybe the celebration went a little too far. Well, we got a lady who's got one of those stories. It was her 28th birthday the other day, Florida, for this story. And she said when the cops found her in her condition alongside the interstate, she said, "Oh, it was just a shot of tequila that I had." Well, it had to have been a big shot of tequila for her birthday, celebrating her 28th birthday. Cops found her asleep in her car on the side of I-75 in Florida, 1 o'clock in the morning. She claimed she had one shot of 1800 tequila after work. She claimed multiple people were trying to buy her shots for her birthday. However, she said, she said the shot that she consumed was a large shot. This was a Florida size shot. Yeah. of tequila.
It's a big gulp.
Her speech was a little slurred. She refused to perform field sobriety exercises, refused to provide a breath sample, so she was arrested and put into a cell on her 28th birthday. Okay.
John, closest Waffle House, Fort Collins, Colorado, 1,025 miles.
Oh, really? They got them in Colorado? Okay.
Longmont, Colorado, right. Thornton, Colorado, Fort Collins. Closest one is 1,025 miles.
I did not know that we had any, you know, in the Rocky Mountains, in the mountain zone.
And they're in Arizona, too. Bunch of them.
Well, okay. All right. So, yeah, they're not quite as far away as you think.